Hello, you're listening to the Trade Show Minute on Rave Radio. You can find us at ravepubs.com under the Rave Radio tab. I'm your host, Gary Kirk, coming to you from ISE 2019, and I'm sitting here with Kevin Hansen from LeGrand. So tell me a little bit about what you got going on today.
Well, today it is LeGrand, but it's also Luxil. So LeGrand Holding Company, we've just combined into a LeGrand AV group. Okay. And we have LeGrand AV Commercial, LeGrand AV Residential. I'm on the residential side.
Okay.
And that consists of Sanus, Chief, Daylight, Mid-Atlantic Products, Luxil, OnQ, Nuvo, Q-Motion, and Vantage. So all those now kind of combined, combined into a single sales force. That's a challenge because not all the back ends are yet together, but we're working on that over time. That'll become quasi a single company. But right now we're just combining the sales efforts, the marketing efforts to kind of go to market as a single entity, even though we're not quite there yet.
I got you. So Luxil, I know you're known for really good networking switches, wireless access points, and things like that.
Yep.
Do you have anything special going on specifically for ISE?
Yeah, we just launched a new line of switches. We have really just two new models that are just a knockoff of other stuff we've done, just to fill up a different space. So, for example, we have our AMS 1816. P 18 means I have 18 ports. 16 means P of or 16 of those are POE ports.
Oh, nice!
Of course, the P at the end means means POE. And before, we kind of made dealers go from I had an 8-port and I got a 24-port, nothing in the middle. And we find that dealers like to optimize. And if I only need if I don't need 24 ports, I hate to buy a 24-port switch.
Sure.
And so we've now have a one in the middle there where it's the 1816 with 16 POE ports. The A on the front, that represents our AV line. And the AV line means we put those ports on the back of the switch rather than the front of the switch.
Thank you. As an engineer that's been putting these things together, that actually means a lot.
Yeah, it's something unique we do. We're not the only ones that do it. There's a couple other manufacturers do, but you won't find that in kind of mainline mainline vendors. You know, that the D-Links and the Ciscos and the Netgears, they don't do that. This is something for the AV market because the AV guy, he wants his rack to be this work of art when he's done.
Sure.
They'll put spotlighting on it and rope lighting and say, look at my rack. And it looks great when I don't have those dangling wires on the front.
A well-run cable sets you apart from the other engineer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I like it.
So those, we have both, but we sell many more, probably 2-to-1 of our AMS versus our XMS, which is XMS ports on the front.
Okay.
We have both. And this new switch has that. And then we actually also launched a new XMS, so ports on the front. And it has 12 total ports. And then, which means I have 8 of the PoE ports, 2 Ethernet ports, and then I have 2 more for the fiber.
Very nice.
So that's why it's 1208P. And both of these have a unique, cool feature on them. That's something that we've just launched on all of our upper end switches have this now, which is this self-healing and scheduling.
Okay. And what does that mean?
So I'll tell you first about scheduling. It's not probably as cool, but it's still pretty cool. And here in Europe, they've been asking for it for a long time. So here in Europe, they're very health conscious. They're very, let's conserve energy.
Sure.
Let's not have the Wi-Fi radiating in our homes when we're not going to be using it at night. So, hey, can you schedule it so I can turn the Wi-Fi on at 6 a.m. and turn it back off at midnight or what have you. So now we can schedule the POE. We just go in and check the box and say, I want it running these hours and these hours I don't want it running. So we can schedule POE, which in effect schedules our access points or any other device that you might want a POE power and have it on schedule.
That's nice. And you can control it all from one
right
simple
there.
Little interface.
Yep. That's real. Everything's GUI, easy, nice web interface. The self-healing, though, is probably more interesting than that. Okay. I guess it depends on who you are. We do a lot in the security space. This was really designed for the security space, but it's really there for, for the entire space. So think about it. Devices often go off in the weeds, right? It just happens. Over time, something kicks them off. They go off on their own. And, okay, now I got to roll a truck to go out. And what am I going to do when I go out and go on site? I'm going to power cycle it.
Yes.
I'm going to unplug it.
If that ever gets out, I'm out of a job. rebooting is
exactly magic. That's what you do, always first. I mean, if I ever call our IT staff, let me reboot first just to make sure. And usually I don't got to call the IT staff because I rebooted. Same thing. You go on site, you unplug it, you plug it back in, and you back away slowly, hoping nothing goes wrong. Okay, it's good. I'm out of here, right?
Yep.
So now we're going to eliminate that step.
Okay.
So self-healing, as it might imply by the name, it will, you can set it up and say, I want this port to ping this IP address. Mm-hmm. And you could set up the parameters, how often it does it. And then if it fails and you set up a, you know, your own, how many times it's going to fail before it does anything. And you say, okay, just failed three times in this many minutes. I'm going to go ahead and power cycle that port. I'm going to turn that IP camera off, that access point off, that whatever there is. So I'm not rolling that truck. It just heals itself automatically, right? So it just happens. I didn't have to do anything. There's a little setup on the front end, but there's no truck roll on the back end.
I love it. I used to have to maintain tower sites for microwaves mm-hmm. and radio transmissions, and some of them were in the middle of nowhere, and you'd often have to just go up there to reboot something. Yep. Now, when the weather's beautiful, that's awesome. It's a day out of the office.
Sure.
But when it's snowing and raining and just horrible outside, nobody wants to go do that.
No.
So that is an awesome
feature. Well, and who has time for it too, right?
Yeah.
I'm busy at another job.
I'm fishing over in that area or something.
Yeah, there you go. There we go. I hear you. So it's something I'm really excited about. It's something that I've been asking for a bit as a sales guy, and we just launched that. It's funny, we launched it with our 4.1.1 release of our firmware. So get the 4.1.1, if you will, on self-healing. And it's been added now to, really, it's all of our upper end switches. The only managed switch that is not included in that is our XMS 1010P. It's a different chipset. But a lot of people are interested in it. We're still kind of making it known. But as you see, man, I don't got to roll a truck. And you know, there's still some work to be done on it to make it more automated. There's still a little bit of setup we'd like to streamline. But for right now, this is a way to check the box to make it so that I'm rolling a truck less often. Because that truck roll
is a step in the right direction.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, think of the money that you save by not having to send a person and a vehicle and whatever else. Time is money, and you know.
And it's also just time that I don't have, right?
Yeah.
So I'm in a different job, and now the customer calls me and says, hey, I'm having a party. It's Friday night, because it always happens on a Friday night or a Saturday, right? And so you say, well, I'll be there in the morning. They're like, no. Yeah. I need you here now.
Yeah, it's Super Bowl Sunday. I want to see this.
Exactly. Go Pats.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, I really appreciate you taking some time to talk to me today. If people want to find out more about you and what you're doing, if they're not here at ISE, where do they go?
You know, of course, all the social media sites, but the best places to go is just to go www.luxul.com, L-U-X-U-L, or spelled backwards, L-U-X-U-L.com.
Fantastic. Well, I appreciate you taking your time. If you want to hear more like this and anything else that we're covering here at ISE, you can visit our microsite at ravepubs.com/ISE 2019.